The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlaha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol, him and his entire family. Amen. Just a note of interest, as we study Masechet Yevamot, many of the cases need diagrams. We have chosen the Sefer Siyurim l'Masechet Yevamot as our book for the diagrams, written by Aharon Shlomo Berabi Baruch Moshe Hafner, available in the bookstore. So when we refer to pages, we are using that sefer.
Daf Vav. Today's daf is being studied at the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Vav Amud Rishon, and we are on the first line. Let us just review over here the sugya that we're involved in. The Gemara was looking for a source that, how do we know that a aseh dohe lo ta'aseh, even where the lo ta'aseh is karet? So the Gemara brought a da'aya from Kibud Avvaim. The pasuk says, "Ish imo v'aviv tirau v'etchel betotai tishmoru." So we understood initially the case is talking about where a parent tells a child to do an isur that's subject to karet on Shabbat, basheli, for example, cook for me, and things like that, and shechotli, or slaughter for me. And we said that what the Torah is telling you, that in this case over here, the Shabbat overrides. Because the end of the pasuk says, "Ish imo v'aviv tirav v'chabetotay tishmoru ani Hashem, kulechem hayavim mechbodi." Everybody's obligated in the respect of Hashem, so therefore, you don't listen to the parents in that case. But mashma, without that pasuk, we would say, "Aseh dohe, lo ta'aseh, afilu sheyesh ba, karet." So the Gemara came along and said, "No, who told you?" Maybe I'll tell you the case over here is Lav of Mehamir. What is Mehamir? Mehamir is where a fellow on Shabbat, let's say, he has an animal that's laden with goods, and he yells out to the animal and causes the animal to walk. He leads the animal. That's the Isur Min HaTorah. However, it's not punishable by Karet. So if I might say like this, you have no ra'ya that Aseh Duhay Lo Ta'aseh B'Karet. So I can tell you the case over here is talking about where the father told the kid on Shabbat, be Mehamir. And therefore you have no proof to what we're trying to say. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, you tell me it's Lav of Mehamir. Va'afilu hacheh lo dacheh. So you're telling me that even if it's a regular Lav of Mehamir, the Torah is telling me it's still not docheh. Meaning, the aseh is not dohe, the lo ta'aseh of Mehamir. If you're learning like that, ela dekay manan de'ate aseh v'dachay lo ta'aseh ligmar me'acha de'lo ledche. So the Gemara says, well, you have a Kabbalah. You have a tradition that said that ate aseh v'dachay lo ta'aseh. Right? We learned that already. Aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. We actually learned that from Sisit. We learned that from the Shaltes by Sisit. So it says, who says? Who told you to learn from over there that it's doheh? Maybe learn from over here. Once already I see that kibud avaim is not doheh, love of mehamir. So I see aseh is not doheh, lo ta'aseh. And what the Gemara is really saying that is rhetorically. And you can't say that. Just because we know already aseh doheh, lo ta'aseh. And if you're going to learn that case over there is love of mehamir, then let that be the mekor to say that in aseh dohei lo ta'aseh. Ela must be, like we said before, that the case is talking about where he told him, Bashelli Shechotli. When the father told him something that has a lotase of karet. And therefore, let's just speak it out at this point. If it's speaking, if it's telling me that karet is really, I'll tell you karet is doche, but in this case of kibud avaim, we're telling you it's not, and that's why I need a pasuk of aleha. Going back to Yibamot. That's why I need a pasuk to come and tell me that when the Yevama is achot eshto, so that's a suit to be with achot eshto, it's a lot ta'aseh that is karet. Without the pasuk of aleha, I would say, make it boom. Aseh duchei lo ta'aseh of karet. Kamash ma'alan aleha, to tell me not. So if the Gemara has a understanding of the derasha of aleha. That the Gemara says... That the Gemara says, "Vechitema shani laved the Shabbat the Hamide." Maybe you'll come and tell me that. I'll tell you, it's really Mehamir. Go back. It's really Mehamir. Ah, you told me. Why don't you learn from over here to everywhere else that in Aseh Duhay Lo Taaseh? So you tell me the case where the father told the kid be Mehamir on Shabbat. And what's the Torah telling me? You don't listen. And learn from over there. The Gemara asks, everywhere else. The Gemara says, no. I'll tell you this case is different. Because Shabbat is Hamur. What makes Shabbat Hamur? As she says, because the Gemara compares anybody that's Mehalel Shabbat, Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. And therefore, just because I'm telling you, you have to keep the Shabbat, and it doesn't override a mitzvah aseh, I wouldn't be able to learn from there to everywhere else. Which is really, I'll tell you, everywhere else, aseh duhay lo taaseh. Aye, in this case over here, not. Shani Shabbat, maybe because it's hamur, but you have no ra'ayah that aseh duhay lo taaseh bekaret. So the Gemara says, Ve'a tana be'al maka'e ve'lo kaparich. The Gemara says, you can't say it's hamur. Because we have other dirashot that we learn from Shabbat, and the Gemara doesn't ask this question that Shabbat is mohamur. We have other limudim that we learn from Shabbat, and the Gemara does not say, oh, but Shabbat is hamur. So you see, that's not a factor. What's the case that we learn from Shabbat? The Tanya. Yachol amad lo aviv hittameh. Let's say a father tells his son, who's a Kohen, go become tameh, go into the cemetery to retrieve for me an avedah. Father lost, let's say, an avidah, he lost an object. So the father tells the son, he's a Kohen, Kohen, can I go to a cemetery? So does the son have to listen? Oh, she'amar lo, al tahzir. Or the father tells the son, I don't want you to return this avidah that you found. Normally the Kohen, they got to return avidah. Which basically the father is telling the kid to make an isud. Either go into the cemetery to bring back, to retrieve to me an avidah, or don't return the avidah. Yachol yishma'alo. Does the son have to listen to him in this case over there? Tamud Omar, Ish Emo Vaviv Tira'u, Be'etze Betotai Tishmoru, Kolechem Hayavim Bichmodi. Which teaches me what? That when the father tells the kid to be Mechalel Shabbat, he doesn't have to listen. And the Gemara says, oh, good proof. How come the Gemara doesn't say over here? What do you mean? Shani Shabbat the Hamidi. Shabbat is different. Shabbat is Mochamud because it's Kepet Avodah Zarah. And you see that the Gemara does not go with that line of reasoning, that Shani Shabbat the Hamidi. And therefore, I can come along and tell you that really, that Sivarad, we don't say. Back to the case of Kibud Avim, the case is talking about where he told them, Bashelli Shechotli. Because if it was talking about the case of Mechamer, I would tell you, so why don't you learn from over there, all over, that in Aseh Duhay Lo Taaseh. Ella must be talking about, that it's not talking about the love of Mehamer. It's talking about a regular case of Shechotli Bashelli, which is Isur Karet. And the Torah is telling us in this case, Kibud Avim doesn't override Shabbat, because it's a Lo Taaseh Sheshba Karet. But without that Dirasha, I would say it is. And therefore, that's why I need the Pasuk of Aleha by Yevama. So you're always going back to Yevama. Why do I need the Pasuk of Aleha? Because without it, I would say Aseh Duhay Lo Taaseh Bekaret. That's why I need the pasuk to tell me, no, aliyah, that in this case, when there's a karet, ta'aseh is not going to be duhayla lo ta'aseh. This is Gemara, you just have to remember where you're holding, which is that every line, it changes. So at the Gemara's conclusion, at this point over here, we're holding that the kibud avim is bashelli shehotli, which is a case of karet, on Shabbat. That's the Gemara saying. I would say Aseh Dochei Lo Taaseh without that pasuk. And therefore, without the pasuk of Yevamah, I would say Aseh Dochei Lo Taaseh Shish Bakaret. So therefore, Aliyah comes along and tells me that no, it's not going to be Dochei. So the Gemara comes along and says no. Gemara says no. Ela mishum diika lemifrach. Ma lehanach sheke nechsher mitzvah. Big controversy how to learn these words, nechsher mitzvah. We will learn it nefi shitat Rashi. Rashi understands these words like this. Yes, we're talking about bashili and shotli, which is a lo ta'aseh, she is more karet. But you know what? You have no ra'aya to the case of Yibum. Because inherently the cases are different. Why? Because in the case of Kibud HaVa'im, it's impossible to fulfill the Kibud HaVa'im unless the person, the son, is going to cook on Shabbat. Which means the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is to do the Avera. There's no other option. Which means when the father tells the kid Bashili on Shabbat, the only way to fulfill the Kibud HaVa'im is to be Bashel, which is really the Avera of Hilul Shabbat. There's no other options. Not to listen, not an option, you have to fulfill the mitzvah. To do an alternate commandment, that's what he's asking you to do. So that's the property of that type of case. So all I could learn from that case is that by Kibud HaVa'im it's not Dochei, but another type of Aseh will be Dochei, Allah Ta'aseh, even of karet, but only in a case where there's no other options. Where the aseh can only be fulfilled by transgressing on the lav. Because again, if you want to learn from there to everywhere else, you have to keep it similar. So the Torah is telling me, in a case where the aseh can only be fulfilled by transgressing the lav, so by kibud avim, it's not going to be duchay, because we have a special gizat to katuv, it's a betotay tishmoru ani Hashem. But outside of that, cases where the aseh can only be fulfilled by transgressing the lav, even by a karet case, we're going to say duchay. Good. But Yevamot is not like that. Because Rashi says that you have a situation over here where you do not have to transgress the lav by ahot eshto. What's the lav? Erva. What's the pshat erva? To be with the Yevamah. I don't have to be with the Yevamah. I don't have to fulfill the lo ta'aseh. I can still get the mitzvah of how? Doing chalitza. You have a way out. So therefore, since you have a way out, you have no ra'ayah that would be docheh. And therefore, I don't need the pasuk of aleha. Even without aleha, I would say, since this is a type of aseh that could be fulfilled to an extent by fulfilling chalitza on the lady without having to transgress the lo ta'aseh of erva achot eshto. So therefore I would say what? It should not be Dochei. Therefore I don't need the pasuk of Aleha to come and exclude. I'm going to say it one more time.
Can't you say, Rabbi, there's two different Aseh's. One is Chalitza and one is...
It's really not an Aseh. There's really a lot of questions on what we just said in Shitat Rashi. So I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'll just bring you one or two questions that the Tosfotim ask on Rashi, just so you know the questions. What Rashi is basically explaining is like this. At this point, we thought we solved all our dilemmas. We said we have now we found the case of aseh lo dochei lo ta'aseh by karet, which means we saw that kibud avim, that's a mitzvah ta'aseh. Father tells the kid basheli shchotli, that's a lo ta'aseh. It's a lo ta'aseh that's karet, because shabbat has karet. So we saw that you need a special pasuk in the Torah to tell me that the aseh is not dochei the lo ta'aseh of karet by Shabbat, implying what? That everywhere else. It is beautiful, including Yibum. Therefore, I would say Aseh Dochei Lo Ta'aseh, meaning the Yavam can go with Ahot Eshto, because Aseh of Yibum will be Dochei Lo Ta'aseh Ahot Eshto. Kamashman the Pasuk Aleha to come and tell me no. Beautiful. Now we justified the Derashav Aleha. He says, no, you didn't, because there's a big difference between the Kibud HaVa'im case and the Yibum case. If you want to learn from the Kibud HaVa'im case, Aseh Dochei Lo Ta'aseh Shebekaret, you can learn it, but only a case that's similar to Kibud HaVa'im and Shabbat. What's inherent about the case of Kibud Avim in Shabbat is it's a case where the Aseh can only be fulfilled by transgressing the Lot Aseh. The only way you can fulfill the Mitzvah of Kibud Avim is if the kid cooks. So the kid has to make the lav in order to fulfill the Aseh. Good. So by Kibud Avim in Shabbat, Shabbat overrides. We don't say Aseh Dochei Lot Aseh Shebekarim. Mashma, in other places that are similar to that, we will say Aseh Dochei Lot Aseh Shebekarim. Therefore, find me another case where to fulfill the aseh, you need to go against the lav, and even though it's a karet, I'll say it's duhe. Good, but that's not the case of Yibum. Yibum, to fulfill the mitzvah aseh, I don't have to transgress on the lav. The lav of Ezerba. Why? Because the shishas I could make halitza. So therefore, in such a case of that, I don't have a source to say that aseh is going to be duhe lo taseh shebekaret. In that case, I'm going to say, make chalitza, and therefore you don't have to be oved. Therefore, you don't need a pasuk of aleha to tell me that I'm not allowed. I know I'm not allowed. Why would I think I'm allowed? I don't have a mikor. Oh, I have a mikor for kibud avim. No, kibud avim is different. Because there, you only have a source that an asil be a lot to asil in a case where it's the only option. If it's the only way I can fulfill this asil is by going against the lot to asil, obviously you have no other options. Okay, go do it. But in this case over here, you have other options. Go make chalitza. That's the way that she understands this. Sheken hechsher mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvah's understanding means that the aseh, the mitzvah, can only be fulfilled in the case of Kibud Avim by transgressing the lav. That one question is, that's not much of the words hechsher mitzvah. Usually hechsher mitzvah is like a preparation to a mitzvah. Another question that they ask on Rashi is from a rule that we learned earlier, that where there's no yibum, there's no halitza. That's a famous principle in Masechet Yevamot. So how could Rashi tell me, so in this case over here, you can't fulfill yibum because it's a halitza, but you can do halitza. What do you mean? I thought where there's no yibum, there's no halitza. So therefore, I thought they work hand in hand. So that's a very, very strong question. Actually, Tosfot learns that question as well. In the case where you cannot fulfill yibum, you cannot do halitza.
One case where you did.
Yeah, but that's because you have a sefik to fulfill the mitzvah of yibum. Where yibum is there. Here, there's no yibum. There's yibum inside of a. Right, that's quite Abba Shaul. Yeah, but it has to be in a case where there was yibum.
But doesn't that prove it?
Because no, you have to have a case of yibum to have a halitza.
Well, there should be a safek and halitza if
they're it's not a safek over here in yibum.
No, in another case.
In a case where yibum is a possibility, but we have a safek in the halakha, then we say make the halitza because you don't get hurt by making halitza. Halitza is not avera. But here you're telling me you have an option. Well, what's my option? Make halitza. No, halitza is not an option over here, because if you can't make yibum, you can't. There's no halitza, doesn't even come on the play. Okay, so that's a she'elah that they ask as well. There's a couple of other questions, and for that they have a different limud. In any event, the Gemara now goes further. So the Gemara is back to the question, what do you need the pasuk of aleha? So the Gemara says, Ela, I'll tell you like this. Sal kadatach amina titi mibinyan bet hamikdash. I found another case of aseh dochei lo taaseh bekaret. I found it from the building of the bet hamikdash. Why? Tanya yachol yeh binyan bet hamikdash dochei shabbat. Would you think that the building of the bet hamikdash would be dochei shabbat? I mean, can you build the bet hamikdash on Shabbat? The Gemara says Talmud lomar et shabbatotai tishmoru umikdashi tirau. We have a juxtaposition. Right, it's a bit of tight this morning. Pasuk says you have to keep the Shabbat, but it also says the Mikdashi. You know, you have to fear the Mikdash. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Kulechem hayavim bechmodi." That what? Everybody's hayav to listen to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Mikdash is not the Shabbat. Now let's talk it out ourselves. Talk it out all ourselves, and we're reading all inside the Gemara. What type of melacha are we assuming over here that you're going to... So let's assume we're talking about a regular melacha de oraita, meaning bone, soter. And what's the pasuk telling us? That don't do it. En aseh dohe lo tasmi. The building of the Beit HaMikdash, which is mitzvat aseh, mikdashi tirau, is not going to be dohe Shabbat, which is karet, even in a case where it's karet, like bone and soter. And therefore, I'll tell you, yes, in that case, it's not going to be duhay. But in another case, it will be duhay. So you can ask me a question, ask me the same question. What do you mean, Rabbi? That's similar to the case of Kibud Avayim. In the sense, the only way to fulfill the mitzvah ta'aseh of building the Beit HaMikdash is by transgressing the lo ta'aseh of Shabbat. So therefore, you have no proof to Yibama. So I'll tell you now, if that's your question, I'm going to use a principle of im eno inyan leze tenau le'inyan ledavar acher. I don't need to learn that principle already. In a case where it's the aseh can only be fulfilled by transgressing the lab. That already I know from Kibud Avayim. What do I need? Two consecutive dirashot to teach me the same thing, that when the aseh can only be fulfilled by transgressing the law ta'aseh, so by Kibud Avayim, we don't say it. By Shabbat, we don't say it. But everywhere else, we're going to say, why do I need two dirashot telling me the same thing? So I'm going to say it like this. If I don't need it for a case where the aseh can be fulfilled, can only be fulfilled through the lo ta'aseh, learn it to a case even where the aseh can be fulfilled through other means. Oh, so now already from the derasha of Mikdashi Tirash, Metotai Tishmoru, I'll say, now I know why Yibama. Because even though Yibama, it's aseh, that I have another option to fulfill Halitza, still I'll tell you, it should be Doheh. That's why I need the pasuk of Aleha to come and tell me it's not. Which means, basically the Gemara wants to say the same thing it's said by Kibud Avayim, just one extra tidbit over here to make it work. By Kibud Avayim, the Gemara was saying like this, Aseh Doheh no Taseh, no proof. Because this Aseh Doheh no Taseh is Davkan Aseh that can only be fulfilled with the by transgressing the no Taseh. Good, so take that one out. Give me the case of Beit HaMikdash. But Beit HaMikdash also, I can only fulfill the Aseh building Beit HaMikdash by making the Isur. No, but I don't need it for that already. Because I have Kibud Avayim to teach me that Hadush. So therefore I could use a rule that says, Imenu Anyan, if it's not pertinent for this subject, then Ali Anyan, the Vada Akhir. And I'll tell you, in a case, even where the Aseh can be fulfilled in another way, still it's saying what? It's Doheh. Except for Beit HaMikdash. Outside of the Beit HaMikdash, it'll be Doheh. And therefore, by Yibum, I'll tell you really, even though I have an option of Haditha, I still can fulfill the mitzvah of Da'aseh, even though another option. Still, it's telling me why. Aseh Doheh, lo ta'aseh. Even in such a case, I should be able to make the Yibum. Kamashman Aliyah to tell me not. So let's read that inside now. Gemara says, my love, what's the case of Aseh Doheh, lo ta'aseh, bekaret, by the case of the Beit HaMikdash? My love, bebone v'soter. Must be talking about the case of bone v'soter, which is a doraita of karet. Right? Only because it says it's a betotai tishmoru. Which means outside of this exception. That when I say I said Doheh, that's about the Beit HaMikdash. Outside, we'll say it is Doheh. And therefore, just like I say it's Doheh, I said Doheh, that's about the Beit HaMikdash. Same thing by Yibum. That's why I need the pasuk of Aleha. Gemara says, lo. Lav the Mehamir. Gemara has one step in between. Gemara says, you know what the case I'll tell you is? You have no ra'ya to Aseh Doheh Lo Ta'aseh Shebekaret by the Beit HaMikdash case. I'll tell you the case to Mehamir. What's the lav that we're discussing over here where the guy wants to transgress on Shabbat of the Beit HaMikdash? Well, I guess in the middle of the Beit HaMikdash you need also to have transporting of animals, moving stuff. So I'll tell you, the Chadush of the Torah is that when it comes to the Isur of Mehamir, which is no karet by Mehamir, the Torah is telling me it's not Doheh. But that implies what? That implies that a regular Aseh is not Doheh, eh? Lo ta'aseh. I mean, the aseh of Mikdashit Tirah is not going to be Doheh, a lav of Mehamir. So what's the Gemara going to ask? If that's the case, what do you learn from here? All over that, in aseh Doheh, lo ta'aseh. The Gemara says, v'afi lo'aki lo ta'aseh. And what are you going to tell me? Even though it's a regular lav of Mehamir, you're going to tell me still it's not Doheh? We have a Kabbalah already that says, aseh is Doheh lo ta'aseh. We learned that from Sisit. Nigmar me'akane lo ta'aseh. Why don't you learn from over here that it's not Doheh? Ella, you can't learn like that. You can't learn it's Mehamir. And you have to learn the case is really Boneh v'soter. Oh, v'chitema shani lave de Shabbat de Hamidi. Maybe you'll tell me another thing. Maybe you'll tell me now. You can't learn anything from Shabbat to Yibum. Why? Because the Isurim of Shabbat is Hamur. What makes Shabbat Hamur? Because kol ha-mehalot Shabbat ki'ilu oved. Avodah Zara. So I'll tell you, in this case, the Aseh is not going to be Doheh Lo Ta'aseh because it's Shabbat. that maybe in a regular case of Yibum we'll say, Aseh is Dochah a Lo Taseh, which is you have no Ra'aya to bring a proof from the case of Shabbat. Why? Because the scenario of Shabbat is Hamur treats like this. I go back. One correction that I just said, but I'm going to correct myself. Let's say it's talking about love of Mehamir. You told me, if it's love of Mehamir, why don't you learn from here that in Aseh Dohe Lo Taseh? Kebras, I'll answer that question. Because this over here is a special type of Lo Taseh. This is Lo Taseh of Shabbat, which is Hamur. And therefore, I'll tell you, you can't really have to say, generally speaking, Aseh is Dohe Lo Taseh. In this case over here, this case is a lot of Shabbat, it's Hamur, Mehalev Shabbat, Kidu Avid Avodah Zarah. Kibra says, you can't say that. Why? Because Shabbat Arab Alma Ka'e Velo Kaparich. Because we have other things that we learn from Shabbat, from this Dirasha, and the Gemara doesn't ask that question that Shabbat is Hamur. What do we learn? The case that we learned on the cemetery. The Tanya, Yachol Amar Lo Aviv Tameh. Let's say the father tells the kid, he's a Kohen, go to the cemetery. And return and lost the object. Not allowed to do that because he's a Kohen. Or Shamar lo al ta'zir. Or the father tells the kid, don't return the object. Yachol Yishma'lo. Should the kid listen? Tavod lomar. Ishemo v'aviv tira'u. Kolechem hayavim b'chmodi. That from this we learn what? That when the father tells the kid to do something be'isur, you don't listen, everybody's obligated to listen to the Baruch Hu. So what do you see from over here? We see from over here that don't tell me it's talking about where you're being mehalel for mehamir. Because if you were being mehalel for mehamir, that would be the source to teach me en aseh dohe lo taseh. And don't tell me that Shabbat is different, because when we brought these other derashot, the Gemara didn't say, oh, Shabbat is different. When we brought the derashah, how do you know that if the father tells the kid to go to the cemetery, you don't listen? Oh, from Shabbat. From Kibbud Aviv to Shabbat. How come you didn't say, Shani Shabbat the Hamiri? Because Shabbat, we don't give that sevara. So therefore, you can't tell me it's talking about the issue of Mehamer. And I'll tell you, the case of building the Beit HaMikdash is talking about a case of Bone and Soter. That means the Torah is telling you what? You have an Aseh to build the Beit HaMikdash. You have a Lot Aseh, Bone and Soter. In this case, specifically, in the case of Binyan Beit HaMikdash to Shabbat, in Aseh, Dohe Lot Aseh, Shbekaret. But what? Outside of that case, I will say, Aseh is Dohe. That's why by Yibum I would normally say, Aseh of Yibum is going to be Dohe, Ahot Eshto, which is Karet. That's why I need the Pasuk of Aleha to come and exclude it. So everything is good. So comes the Gemara and says, who told you? Ela Mishum De'ika Lemefrach Ma'aleanach Shechen Hechsher Mitzvah. I can tell you, it's different. It's the same line of reasoning again, all over. I'll tell you what I mean. You have no Rayat Yibama. This case will be of the Beit HaMikdash. It's a special type of Mitzvah Taseh. This Mitzvah Taseh can only be fulfilled by doing the Lav. Which means the only way I could do the Aseh of building the Beit HaMikdash is how? By being Oved Lav. So I'll say, in those cases I'll say Aseh Nuhay Lo Taseh Shebekarit. Where the Aseh can only be fulfilled by the Lav, there's no other way to do it. Mashaykh by Yibum, I have an option of Halitza. So I don't need the Pasuk of Aliyah to exclude it. It's excluded automatically. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hechsher Mitzvah, Tipuk Leh Mehatam. What do you mean? Hechsher Mitzvah, I know that already from Kibud Avaim. Which means, didn't I learn the case of Kibud Avaim? That's also a case of Hechsher Mitzvah, where I cannot fulfill the Kibud Avaim unless I do the Lav. And there you told me what? That in that case, Aseh Dohe, not Aseh Shbekaret. So therefore, I know that already. So therefore, this is extra. And what's the rule when you have something extra? I have a rule of Inu Anyan Dezeh, Tenel Anyan Dezeh. So therefore, I can learn by the case of Hechsher Mitzvah, it's just one by Mikdash. I can say that even in a case where there is other options, which means in a case where you can fulfill the Aseh in another way, not only by transgressing the Lav, still it's telling me you can transgress the Lav. Even if I had another option, still it's okay to be Aseh Dohe Lo Taseh by Karet. Oh, so therefore once I know that, then I'll say, oh, by Yibum also. Even though I have a Halitza option, I know a rule. Aseh Dohe Lo Taseh by Karet, even if there's another option, that's why I need Aleha to come along and tell you, but in this case, no. So therefore, we're justified for Aleha. The Gemara says, Inechiname, you're right. Which means this line of reasoning, based on this whole logic you said, now it works. There's only one problem. this itch a bit or tight to shmur by the Beit HaMikdash, I needed to teach me something else. You thought this whole derashah was to teach me that binyan Beit HaMikdash is not Duhai Shabbat from this juxtaposition that it says Shabbat Duhai Shmuru Mikdashi Tira'u, and then you started to give this whole speech with the Aseh, Duhai Lot Aseh, by Karet, and only one problem. We use this pasuk for something else. Something nothing to do with Aseh, Duhai Lot Aseh, by Karet, and then we have to take this last derash off the board. Take it out. It's not coming to teach me this. So what is it coming to teach me then? It's coming to teach me like this. It's a better time to swear with the shitra ul amali. Well, what is it coming to teach me? I need it for the following Hadush Nabraita. Yachol yitiare adam mim mikdash, which means I would have thought when it says mikdashi tira'u, it was a have a way to think a person has to serve and worship the mikdash. Maybe you actually serve the walls of the Mikdash. This is Mikdashi Tirah. Doesn't it say also by Hashem, et Hashem Ukech Tirah? So maybe you have to revere the actual walls of the Beit HaMikdash. Maybe that's how I have to serve them, pray to the walls. Tamud lomar, et Shabbat Otay Teshmoru, ve Mikdashi Tirah. No. It comes and tells me, no. It puts the Mikdash next to Shemirat Shabbat. Ne'emrah Shemirah B'Shabbat. It says that you have to be Shomer the Shabbat. Shomer also has to be after... Watch it, revere it. Then the Emra Mora b'Mikdash. Ma Shemira Amura b'Shabbat. When a person is being Shomer Shabbat, what is it being Shomer? Lo b'Shabbat ata mityareh. He doesn't worship or serve the Shabbat. What does he serve? Ela mimishi hizhir ala Shabbat. The one that commanded you on the Shabbat, which is Borei Olam. Af mora amura b'mikdash, lo b'mikdash ata mityareh, ela memishi zira l'mikdash. Which means, and when it says then the mikdashi tirah, it doesn't mean you worship the mikdash. You worship the one that commanded you on the mikdash. So therefore, it's a very important that I shall have over here. Which is, I need the Shabbat mikdash connection to teach me. That just like Shabbat, you're not being shomer Shabbat, you're being shomer the one that commanded you on the Shabbat. So too with the Mikdash. What's the Mikdashi Tira'u? Fear the one that commanded you on the Mikdash. Good. The Ezri Mora Mikdash. Now how does this manifest? How does a person show fear and reverence for the Mikdash? Lo yikares adam barabayit b'maklo. A person should not enter the temple mount with his walking stick, with his cane. It's not kavod. They used to walk around with the cane, even a person was able to walk. It was just like a sign of, hashivut. So therefore, no hashivut, you're on the harabayit. Person not to walk up with his cane. The min'alo, even his shoes. The old ladies would not be able to go to harabayit with shoes on. The fundato is like his money belt. Uba'abak sha'al gabe raglav. Even after he takes off his shoes, he has to clean his feet from the dust. Ve'lo ya'asenu kapadraya. Which means it's forbidden. Let's say he wants to go to the Beit HaMikdash. He wants to cut through in order to go do his work. As opposed to, let's say, if he's going to do Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, that would be okay. But if he's going to do private work, he cannot make it a shortcut. Urkika mekal v'chomer. And spitting in the Beit HaMikdash is asur from a kal v'chomer. She brings me the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer over there is, because it says in Megillat Esther, ki en lavo el sha'ar ha-melech b'lvush sak. You're not allowed to come into the courtyard of the king, even the Hashverosh, wearing sackcloth. So if you can't go in sackcloth, go to King Akmila to spit in the palace of God. So therefore, we know Urkika Mikal Vachomer. Some may say the Kal Vachomer is from shoes. If you can't go in with shoes, which is normal, Kal Vachomer not going to be able to spit in the temple. But what do you see from over here? That this whole that Hashem is coming to tell me, the Deen of Mora Mikdash. Oh, the Gemara says, Mikdash Kayam. I only know that what when the temple is still around that I'm not allowed to do any of these things. Bismach em Beit HaMikdash kayam minayin. How do I know that even when the Beit HaMikdash is not around, still on the Temple Mount these things cannot be done? Mishu the kedusha is still there. Tamud lomar et shabetotai teshmoru mikdashi tirau. Ma shemira amura b'Shabbat leolam, mora amura b'Mikdash leolam. Again, the Shabbat Mikdash connection, just like shemirat Shabbat is forever. Right, doesn't terminate Shemirat Shabbat. So too, the Morah of the Mikdash doesn't terminate. Even after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, still one has to keep the Morah of the Mikdash. Oh, so now we're back to the question. Okay, you got to remember where you're holding. You're back to the question. She's now all you're left with. So take the Shabbat Mikdash off the board. You only were left with what? The kibud avim case. So that's a case of aseh. Do aseh eno duhe lo taaseh bekarib, but only in that case. Mashma, in other cases, it will be duhe. Yeah, but only in the case where the aseh can only be fulfilled by going against the lap. In that case, the only way you can do the aseh is to go against the lo taaseh. In that case, aseh is to be duhe lo taaseh karib. But shaking the yibum case, I have an option of halitza, hechshir mitzvah, I have a way to get out of it. And therefore, in the case we have a way to get out of it, you don't say, I'll say, duhe lo taaseh. And therefore, where do I need the pasuk of aleha? That's what we're holding. Kabbalah comes along and says, ela, like this. Salkada dachamina titi mehavara. There's an interesting braita, which we learned it already in the Sefer Shabbat. The pasuk says in the Torah by Shabbat, "Lo tevaru esh bechol moshmotechem biyom haShabbat." This beraita is going to analyze two things. Number one, it's going to analyze what does it mean "Lo tevaru esh bechol moshmotechem." What do I need that pasuk? Go make a fire on Shabbat. I already have a clear pasuk that says, "Lo ta'asu kol melacha." You can't do work on Shabbat. What does it have to single out havara? So that the Gemara is going to tell us. It's a famous machloket between Rabbi Yoseh and Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Yoseh is going to tell me, you know what's teaching me? You know, I had to go out of its way to tell me lo tevaru, because lo tevaru lelav yatzat. Meaning, lo tevaru is an exception. All the other melachot, 38, if a person does it on Shabbat, he's hayav sekira. Meaning, if he has witnesses, he'll get mitat bedin. Why does the Torah come out to tell me lo tevaru esh? It's different. It's only a lo taaseh. There's no sekila, there's no karet. It's just a regular, plain, old lav. Lo tevaru is different. That's why the Torah comes and singles it out. That's Rabbi Yosef's opinion. Rabbi Natan says, no. Lehalek yatsa. What does lehalek mean? That just, you might have thought that the only way you're going to get karet or sekila is you got to do all 39 on Shabbat. You got to do all of them. Kamash Malan, the Pasuk singles out Lo Tevaru and says, no, just like this one is an individual melacha, and the Torah says it's Asur, and you're going to be Hayav, so to each one of the melachot is Hayav individually. That's called Lehalek. Lehalek is to separate. So that's the famous malach between Nabi Yosef and Nabi Natan. What is the Torah coming to give me a Beferush Pasuk Lo Tevaru? What do I need it for? Lo Tasekom Melacha. So the Gemara says, Ela salka da tagamina titi mevara detana de berbi Ishmael. Not the varuesh bechol moshmotechem. Mat Talmud lomar. What does it need? What do I need this pasuk to tell me? It says not asikom melacha. So the Gemara says Mat Talmud lomar. I tell you, ir bi Yoseh lelav, the ir bi Natan lehalek. Each one accordingly. Etanya havara lelav yatzta. Right? According to Rabbi Yoseh, the Bnei Rabbi Yoseh, it came out, it was excluded to teach me to laugh, meaning there's no karet or sekira on Havara. Rabbi Natan Omer lehalek. Rabbi Natan says, no, it's coming lehalek to tell me what? That just like Lo Tevaru Esh is a separate melacha, and you're going to be hayav on Shabbat, so too each melacha stands individually. You don't have to do all 39 to be hayav. Okay, now we go to another question. Gemara says, which means, so that cannot be the point of the Braita. I mean, there was a Braita that came along and said, what is Lo Tevaru coming to teach me? Gemara says, what? He's still hung up on Lo Tevaru? We know what Lo Tevaru is. That's the Mahalok and the Bihu Sen, the Bihu Natan. That could not be what the Braita was questioning. Gemara, do you know what it's questioning? To Moshevotechem. That word. Because it's Lo Tevaru Esh Bechol Moshevotechem. Now Moshevotechem sounds like in your dwellings, where you live, sounds like Eretz Yisrael. Normally, we say in your dwellings is Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is going to ask an obvious question: what are you talking about? Shabbat is only Hayav in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzlaar is there's no Shabbat. We have a general rule: any mitzvah that's a mitzvah shebegu for that's on the person, so it doesn't matter where the person is. Shabbat is not a mitzvah till we have Ba'aris. It's not Shemitah. It's not Yovel. It's not a mitzvah that applies to the land. So if it's a mitzvah shebegu for, why would the pasuk dafka simi Moshe Botechim? So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rava, Tana Moshavot Kashele." Jeez, the Tana of this Braita that we just quoted, he was really hung up on what? On the word Moshavotechem. Moshavot matamud lomar. What do you have to tell me Moshavot for? Mechti, Shabbat, Chobat Agufu. Chobat Aguf Nuheged, Ben Ba'aretz, Ben Bechutz La'aretz. Moshavot Ketav Nachmana V'Shabbat Lamani. That's extra. What's the most modern? The king doesn't have an application. So Gemara is going to say like this. I'm going to give you the answer of the Gemara, just so you know where we're headed with this. Moshavot Echem over here means Beddin. In your dwellings means Beddin. And the Pasuk is really telling me that on Shabbat, you cannot execute on Shabbat in Beddin. Even though execution on Beddin is a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Correct? But let's say somebody's Hayav Serefa. What do they do for Serefa? They have to, let's say, burn lead. Right? And they put it down the person's throat. So that's a Isur on Shabbat. So now the Pasuk is coming to tell me, Lo teva'aru esh b'chol moshbotechem, do not execute through esh in the moshbotechem, meaning in Beddin's domain, on Shabbat. So this is the source that you know you don't execute on Shabbat. Because I would have maybe said, maybe it's a mitzvah, maybe you should. That's why moshbotechem comes and tells me, you don't. Now, I gave you the bottom line. Now the Gemara is going to tell you how it got to that conclusion. Before we get to Yevamot, let's just learn this bright independently. I'm giving you the end result. Now the Gemara is going to tell you how we logically deduced from Moshe Motechem that it's talking about Beddin, and that we're learning that it's Asur to execute somebody on Shabbat. So the Gemara says like this. Mishum Rabbi Ishmael Amar Tamid Ehad. In the name of Rabbi Ishmael, a student said the following. Lefishin Amar Eve Pasuk Devarim, it says, V'chi Yeh B'ish Chet Meshpat Mavet Ve'umat. Person is guilty of a death penalty. So what's the law? Ve'umat. Betin has to put him to death. Shomei Ani Bim Bachol Bim Shabbat. This Pasuk is Mashma. Whenever. The Pasuk doesn't limit when Betin can work. It says ve'umat mashma, whether you kill him on a weekday or whether you kill him on Shabbat. Oh, uma ani mikayim mechalele amot yumat. Oh, but I got a problem because the pasuk says by Shabbat mechalele amot yumat. You're not allowed to be mechalel Shabbat. So make up your mind. Here you tell me that Betin is going to kill. That Betin killing, that's an isur. Okay, netilat neshama. You're killing somebody. But you tell me ve'umat. Kill him during the week, kill him on Shabbat, Bet Din, you can do whatever you want. But how do we square off the other person that says anybody that's Mechalel Shabbat is guilty? You're not allowed to Mechalel Shabbat. So how could you tell me what Bet Din has a... How does Bet Din get around the Pasuk of Mechaleleha Mot Yumat? Why could they be Mechalel? That's the question, really. So the Gemara says, no, I'll answer you Mechaleleha Mot Yumat. Bishar Melachot Chutz Mimitat Bet Din. I'll tell you, Mechalel Mot Yumat, everybody else except for Betin. All other Melachot except for what Betin does. I can limit the Mechalel Mot Yumat case. Good? Maybe I'll tell you another way. O'eno Ela Afilu Mitat Betin. No, maybe I'll tell you, Mechalel Mot Yumat means anybody that's Mechalel Shabbat is Hayav. Even Betin. Oh, that means Betin cannot execute on Shabbat. Uma ani mekayem vehumat. But the pasuk said that if somebody's executed hayav, Betin has to put him to death. Bachol velo b'Shabbat. I'll say yeah. It means during the week. So you see the Gemara go back and forth. Oh, eno elo afilu b'Shabbat. Or is it maybe like I just told you before, the first option that it means even on Shabbat and mechalelei mot yumat is going on other isurim. So the Gemara says, Tamud lomar lo tevaru esh bechol moshvotechem. Key word, moshvotechem. Ulhalanu omer, we have a pasuk referring to Betin, the pasuk says, Vayu ele lachem nechukat mishpat edorotechem bechol moshvotechem. That pasuk, moshvotechem, is referring to Betin. Ma moshavot amurot alan Betin, af moshavot amurot kan Betin. Ve'amar rachmana lo tevaru. Good, proof positive. Yeah. I have a safek how to learn. What gives? Am I allowed to kill in Betin on Shabbat? Or do I say, I'm not allowed? Does Shabbat give or Betin gives? What's who overrides who? Gemara says, well, listen, I know the word Moshvotechem is an extra word here. So I got a problem with that word by Shabbat anyway. And now I find that another person that Moshvotechem really teaches me is referring to Betin. Beautiful. So what's the pasuk tell me? Lo tavaruish. Somebody's chayav serefa. Do not put that fire on that person. B'shabbat b'chol mosbotechem. So what do you see over here? That in betin they're subject to the laws of Shabbat. There's no execution on Shabbat. Now let's speak this out ourselves. According to Rabbi Natan, Lo tevaru ish. Why did Torah have to come and tell me Lo tevaru ish? We know you can't do any melacha. See, the halek. What does the halek mean? The halek means to tell me each one stands individual. That means according to Rabbi Natan, every melacha is chayav karet. Not like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said Lo tevaru is different. I'm going in Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is telling you what? You have a isur of Lo tevaru, which is a regular isur like all the other 38. It's punishable by karet. But now let's analyze. Torah is telling me, Lo tevaru esh b'chol mosbotechem b'yom haShabbat. What are you talking about? I have a mitzvat aseh. To do what? To execute somebody in Beitin. That's a mitzvat aseh. V'humat. You have a mitzvah to kill the guy. What's my Lo taaseh? In the case of Serefa, the Lo taaseh is making a fire. When you're going to have to burn the lead. Burning the lead, that's already a avara. That's a avara that has karet. So what am I learning from this case over here? That you have an aseh. It's not going to be a lo, not going to be doche a lo taaseh that has a karet. In this case, mashenken regularly aseh is doche lo taaseh bekaret. Also, if it's normally aseh doche, so aseh by yibama also. Aseh will be doche lo taaseh. Therefore, I would say that really the yaram should be able to marry a hot eshto. The aseh yibum should be able, that's why he's the pasuk of aleha. So we just answered what the aleha is needed for because I would have said from Shabbat. So the Gemara says, my love, Rabbi Natani. I can say that this whole story is going alibad Rabbi Natan. The amal lehalek yatzta. Which means, the halek means that Lo tevaru really is chayav karet. The only reason why Lo tevaru was written, just to give me, that stands alone like every other melaka. Ta'ama de katav rachmana Lo tevaru halavache dache. So we have a proof. So the Gemara says, Lo, Rabbi Yosef. Who says, I could say this is going like Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosef, Lo tevaru ish is not a karet. According to Rabbi Yosef, Lo tevaru is just a plain old love. There's no karet. And if all you can teach me from this pasuk is that there's no karet. So it's aseh. Not doche, lo taaseh in this case of Shabbat. But you have no ra'ayat to our discussion of Yibama, which is a karet. Because I can tell you this whole discussion is going to Rabbi Yosef. Gemara says, you're wrong. V'tehven amir Rabbi Yosef. You can even say it's Rabbi Yosef. Imar de'amar Rabbi Yosef Havara le'lav yatzta Havara giridata Havara de'bet din bishul petilahu Ve'amar Rav Sheshat Mali bishul petilah Mali bishul sammanim. Yes, you're right. Rabbi Yosef holds normally serefa is only a lav. What does serefa mean? I take some, burn something, make a fire, making a fire, take wood, make a fire, it's a lav. This over here is not a fire only. What are you doing with this fire? You're heating up lead. You're heating up the lead to liquefy it in order to give somebody serefa. Now one of the isurim on Shabbat is bishul. Mebashel, cooking. Where did they cook in the Mishkan? They cook the dyes in order to make the paint, in order to dye the skins. So the Sheher of Sheshat has a saying that says, Mali bishul samamanim, Mali bishul petila, Mali bishul samamanim, which means what's the difference what you're cooking? What's the difference from cooking paint or I'm cooking lead? And therefore, even Rabbi Yosef is going to say, there's a karet over here. The karet is not on making the fire. On making the fire, you're off the hook. But if you make the fire, what are you going to do? You're cooking the land. Therefore, it is a karet case according to everybody over here.
Yeah.
Oh, which means the only difference would be according to Rabbi Natan, you're ready, it's karet, I'm making the fire. According to Rabbi Yosef, the fire is okay, but you're not finished. You're still going to have to cook the lead to give it to the person. Yeah. So therefore, we go back. We finally found out a source. I'll say like this, according to everybody, Ben Rabbi Natan, Ben Rabbi Yosef. This Shabbat that we're discussing over here is a subject of Isur Karet. And what's the Torah telling me? En aseh dohe lo taaseh bekaret. In this case over here, Moshmotechem, in your gates and vetting, you do not ma'adir Shabbat. I was aseh. You're right. In this case, we have a Gezerat Tekatuv. En aseh dohe lo taaseh bekaret. Okay, mashma, outside of this, without a pasuk, I would say, aseh is dohe lo taaseh bekaret. Therefore, by Yibum, I would say, that really the Yabam could marry Ahot Eshto, because aseh dohe lo taaseh bekaret. That's why I need the pasuk aleha, to tell me, no. So all we did over here, we justified why the aleha is needed. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.